Thank you. Mr. Secretary General, Brazil would like to thank you very much for convening this meeting. We also thank the UN system for its decades of work in support of the needs and aspiration of all Afghans. Brazil reiterates its full solidarity to the Afghan people. The most recent events only reinforce the need for continued solidarity and support. The international community should speak with a unified voice in calling for promotion and protection of human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls, and as well as the freedom of expression. Such voice must be matched by immediate action to ensure humanitarian access to all those in need and the provision of public services, especially health and education. The Brazilian government has called on the actors involved in the conflict to protect civilians, to observe international humanitarian law, and to grant unimpeded access to humanitarian aid, as well as to respect the fundamental rights of all Afghan people, especially vulnerable ones like women, girls, and religious minorities. Brazil welcomes the rapid engagement of the United Nations in establishing channels of dialogue and looks forward to the Security Council's action to ensure the UNAMA fulfills its mandate. Mr. Secretary General, the Brazilian government decided to grant humanitarian visas to persons affected by the crisis in Afghanistan, a policy that previously benefited persons affected by the conflict in Syria, as well as citizens from Haiti and Venezuela. Through this normative act, Brazil reaffirms its unshakable commitment to human rights and international solidarity. Special attention will be given to requests from women, children, the elderly, persons with disabilities, and their family groups. Requests will be processed by Brazilian embassies in Abu Dhabi, Ankara, Doha, Islamabad, Moscow, and Tehran. Brazil will also continue to explore modalities of humanitarian cooperation with the Afghan people within its possibilities and always guided by the principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence. As an elected member of the Security Council for 2022 and 2023, Brazil will continue to strive for the protection of civilians and respect of international humanitarian and human rights in Afghanistan. We will work for the constructive engagement of the international community in support of an inclusive and democratic Afghan political process with full and meaningful participation of women that ensures the cessation of hostilities, promotes stability and national reconciliation. Thank you very much.